our Lord in the Gospel today contrasts earthly riches with heavenly riches, earthly glory with heavenly glory, disordered self-love with ordered self-love. Our Lord says, "I assure you, only with difficulty will a rich man enter into the kingdom of God." Now, why are material riches an impediment to obtain salvation and sanctification? Because, and we can see this as well in the life of the Israelites in the Old Testament, is that when man possesses much riches, he tends to attribute these things to his self, to his own accomplishments, becomes attached, becomes proud. And it's there we see disordered self-love enters into the soul. And the primary obstacle to the love of God, which of course is necessary to obtain salvation, is disordered self-love. And so this is why our Lord says that it will be difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And our Lord isn't only speaking about material riches. He's speaking also about natural abilities, our intelligence, our talents, our skills in one area or another. These two can cause in us disordered self-love. Those who are rich in natural ability can very easily become proud and attribute their own abilities to themselves and not as a gift from God. And this is why our Lord turns the tables, so to speak, on the way of thinking of the Jews, and it's also necessary for many Christians today to change their way of thinking to that of the gospel. Whoever thought of saying, "Blessed are the poor, blessed are the afflicted," it has no sense, humanly speaking. But we can see how the poor man, the afflicted man, very easily doesn't place his trust in himself, but places his trust in God. The road to conversion, to salvation, and sanctification is in a certain sense easier. And this is why our Lord warns us, those who are given much, much will be required. And then we have the interesting words of St. Peter, when he says, "Here we have put everything aside to follow you. What can we expect from it? What can I get out of it? Put everything aside." Is St. Peter self-seeking? Does he too have a disordered self-love? No. And we see our Lord doesn't correct him. Doesn't say, "Peter, you shouldn't be seeking your own glory, your own heavenly glory. You should be seeking only that pure love of God without seeking yourself." But our Lord doesn't say that. St. Peter has holy aspirations. "I've given up everything for love of you, Lord. What can I get out of it?" That's a legitimate question. And our Lord says, of course, with the great promise that they will be seated on the thrones with him and that they will be given much more than what they have given up. An abundance more will be given to them than what they have given up. You see, we can't, of course, we need to seek above all God's glory, love for God. But it can never be separated from our own glory, from our own happiness. They go together. Loving God and seeking His glory is essentially linked with seeking our glory, our own heavenly glory. These are holy aspirations. In fact, St. Paul even says that we ought to seek heavenly glory. Does anybody tell you know, because there are those who criticize, you know, one who or enters into religious life or is seeking to live a pious life, to enter into heaven, to become a saint. Oh, you have selfish motives. Well, if you want to call it that, but it's holy selfishness. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. Nobody criticizes a hungry man for looking after food, for wanting to eat. It's a natural desire. And so in our hearts, we have a natural desire for glory, for infinite joy and unending peace. So it corresponds to our nature to seek our heavenly glory, to become great saints. This is what our Lord wants of us. We ought to have these great desires to become saints, heavenly glory. In fact, it reminds me of Saint Maximilian, who didn't really like the part of the prayer of Blessed Thomas of Celano, where he says, he asks our Holy Father Saint Francis to give us a small part of his seraphic spirit. Saint Maximilian says, no, we should ask for more than what Saint Francis had. This would be Saint Francis's desire in heaven, that we surpass him in holiness, zeal, and love for God. That was Saint Maximilian's desire. This holy competition to outdo one another in seeking the glory of the Immaculate. That's what we need to do. And so let's make this our resolution, our reflection for today. To examine ourselves, where are our desires? Are they in the things of this world, which can very easily become an obstacle to our salvation and sanctification? Or are they for the riches of heaven, to become great saints, to seek our heavenly glory, not our earthly glory? We ask this grace through the hands of the Immaculate. Praise be Jesus and Mary.